I would say potato salad is my favorite food. I'd say pizza is my favorite food. That's a bit boring. If I was on death row and I got a last meal, definitely potato salad would be there. I just remembered, actually, when I was a kid, I actually had a fish called potato salad. Ask my mum, she'll tell you. I had a fish called potato salad. I remember one day my big sister brought home sushi, and this was the most culturally interesting thing that had happened to my family up until that point. As a kid, we ate a lot of basic meat and three vegetable type of food. But the most exciting thing that you could have, and the real special times that brought our family together, they were either someone's birthday and mum might cook a baked dinner, or Christmas, which was always a baked dinner, or the other thing was a barbecue. And the barbecue is really important. So you'd have sausages and chicken, a salad, maybe a Caesar salad or something. And then there's always a potato dish. And I remember the first time I tried this particular potato salad. It was my godmother's recipe. And I remember thinking, that is the most delicious thing I've ever tasted in my life. It just blew my taste buds out of my mouth. It was amazing. Okay, I'll give you the recipe. You ready for this? So potatoes, cream, French onion soup, like a dried packet flavoring. You just tip it on. That was it. That was the recipe. This is the perfect balance of like a carbohydrate, a fat, and flavor. That's all you need. It's like a rock song. You know, drums, guitar, bass, three. Some of the best things work in threes. That's it. Something I've thought a lot about recently as I've had a child is, what is my culture? And, you know, who am I? This is this deep existential question I think we're always asking ourselves, is trying to figure out, you know, who are we? And I don't know. I'm just a white guy. Even if I do have ancestors that came over here when the first white settlers came here, that's only 200 years. It's nothing. So, yeah, I don't really have a culture. Or my culture is pretty basic. It's not defined. It's purposely vague. And the potato salad was something that felt like it was mine, even though it was so basic and not really that special. It was special to me. And I think this is the thing about food generally, probably, but certainly my relationship with this dish, it's that each time we make it and we eat it together, it sort of ingrains the moment because it's attached to this specific family memories, and the taste sort of gets imprinted on you. It sort of gets wrapped up in your family history. And if you think about it, if you're making the same recipe each time, that gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and the story gets deeper, and then you get, you know, you have more family members come along the way, and now we're all eating this thing. And well, we first started eating this thing 20 years ago and we're still eating it together. We're sharing it. And that nostalgia, that for me is I'm a pretty sentimental person. Yeah, I mean, I'll be eating this till I die. That's just the way I am, because the memories are so powerful. So one day I was at work and my colleague Lindsay mentioned that she'd cooked this potato salad over the holidays, and this sparked up quite a discussion, a heated discussion about potato salad, because everyone makes the best potato salad, and we were comparing recipes and the conversation grew. And then somehow out of that, we came up with this idea to have a potato salad day at my work, where people could bring their own potato salad and it would be a competition, and we would, you know, people would judge it and we'd give it points and all this sort of thing. And so that's what we did. I wanted to make mine fresh, obviously, to try and taste the best it could. So I woke up early and I peeled my potatoes and I chopped them and I boiled them. Normally my mum just cooked them in the microwave, but I think to get an even cook, I boiled them just that perfect al dente, they're not too mushy, and I chucked them in a container. So racing out the door, I took my kid to daycare. We didn't have time for a proper breakfast with her, so I gave her a croissant. She didn't really eat it. Then we got to daycare and I took her in, And we've only just started daycare, right? It's been a couple of weeks. And one of the teachers was like, you can't bring that in here. That's a contaminant. We've got people with food allergies. And she sort of gave me this sort of lecture on celiacs and all sorts of things. And I thought, oh no, I'm so sorry. And in the shame and the confusion of that situation, I accidentally left after they had just lectured me about bringing in a croissant. I left my giant tub of creamy potato salad on the floor and I ran out of there. Halfway through the day, I went back and I got it and I came back. I had to get it, right? I had to be able to compete. So that afternoon, we set them up in containers. We didn't want the containers to influence people's votes. There were about five people who brought in potato salad dishes and lots of people came. People were talking and excited about this potato salad day event. It worked. Turns out people love potatoes. People scored them. It was a blind thing. You know, you didn't know whose was who to try and keep it fair. And we tallied the votes and my dish came second last. People like some other dishes some more, but that's okay. I wasn't really into the competition part of it anyway. I just wanted us to get together and connect and eat potato salad. So I didn't really care about the competition. I was just happy that I got to share that dish with some people. After you do something like this, it's pretty common for people to be on a high and they'll say like, why don't we do a cookie competition? Or why don't we do a lasagna competition? You know, this is the thing, this is the conversation that happened afterwards. And firstly, it's not going to happen because you're probably not going to organize it. Let's be honest. I mean, you can do it. Someone's going to organize it. But secondly, the thing about potato salad is it's a special dish. Everyone's got a different potato salad recipe. If we were to have a lasagna competition, well, your lasagna is probably pretty similar to mine. But a potato salad, that's special, that has secret ingredients, that has a story, that has an identity. The potato salad is, every one of them is unique and special. And so that's why I think it works. I'd like it to be an annual thing, maybe the third Wednesday in February every year. I might make a website next year and do a bit of a campaign around it. Could become an international thing. People start days all the time. My daughter, Daphne, she's about to turn two. We've noticed she's sort of got my carb tooth. She likes pasta and that sort of thing. And she's tried my potato salad and I think she likes it. So he's hoping this dish gets made for a little while longer.
We have the results, which is really exciting. And can I say, this is incredibly close. Incredibly close. Firstly, though, some participation awards. Because having a top three means you've got to have a bottom two, unfortunately. The participation awards go to me.